Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, July the 19th, 2016. I'm Thungamile Nkomo, and my co-host, Tatenda Gumbo, will be joining me shortly. Tonight, we are talking to Zimbabwean youths in the diaspora about their involvement in pushing for change in Zimbabwe. Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. If you want to contribute live on air, you can give us a call on 001-202-619-2077. Again, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, as well as on voandebele.com. Jamuka, enough is enough. The two slogans have become the rallying war cry for Zimbabweans fed up with President Robert Mugabe's leadership and calling for him to step down. And young people in particular are playing a front and central role in demanding a better future, a better life.
Though the winds of defiance and revolution started in Zimbabwe with young people in the Tajamuka and this flag movement standing up and demanding change, the bug has spilled over to the diaspora, and thousands of young people in England, the US, Australia, South Africa, Sweden, and other countries are joining protests in their countries of domicile to show solidarity with their counterparts in Zimbabwe, but more so to have their voices counted. Here's a clip of some of those who joined the march this past Saturday in Tunga here in Washington, D.C. Let's take a listen to what they had to say to VOA Studio 7.
Okay, my name is Kudakwashe Kupara, and I'm outside the Zimbabwean embassy in Washington, D.C. I would like to say hello to my fellow Zimbabweans, and I would like to take this time to appreciate the millions of Zimbabweans who have lost their lives at the hands of the ZANU-PF regime since independence in 1980. I would like to thank all the gallant soldiers of the soil who have been fighting to build a better Zimbabwe. I would like to appreciate Pastor Ivan Mawarire for standing up and arousing the spirit of the nation that we see behind us. We are standing here protesting the regime of Robert Gabriel Mugabe that has brought the downfall of Zimbabwe. We are saying, Mr. Mugabe and the ruling party, ZANU-PF, enough is enough. We say no to corruption. We want you to fire corrupt ministers. We want you to take the policemen who are over policing the state in the streets. Take those policemen off because they are asking for bribes. We can't even go around doing our business back home. We are asking you to admit that you have failed and to step down and allow new leadership to take Zimbabwe forward. Thank you, Zimbabwe. Stay strong. This flag is a symbol of our freedom. Thank you.
My name is Bernice, and I'm here to support my fellow Zimbabweans. I mean, solidarity, people are out there supporting this flag, and we're here in D.C. supporting the exact same cause. Although we're far, we are with you.
Sanibonani, Zimbabwe. It is all me, Winston Coulthard. Siyabonga kakhulu kakhulu, Zimbabwe. Siyabonga. All these protesters, Asambeli, let's move Zimbabwe forward now.
We are here to demonstrate against our government because us as young generations, we feel we need a new government that represents us and that represents what we stand for. So we're here to demonstrate that we are tired of the leader that we have, and we would like to see change in Zimbabwe and see our economy do just as well as other countries are doing. And that's pretty much what we need as a young generation.
The winds of change are blowing. Those are the voices of change, Miss T. Mm-hmm. You cannot mistake them for anything else. The message is very clear. Mugabe must go. Mm-hmm. That's the message coming out of Zimbabwe and spreading across the globe as Zimbabweans stand up and, take a posture. Take a stand and say enough is enough. We want a new beginning. Let's reset. We want a new start.
Mm-hmm. Antunga, and of course, those young people join, as we said earlier, other young Zimbabweans throughout the globe. But here in the United States, this weekend in Boston, Massachusetts, there'll be Zimbabweans gathering to have their own protest. I'm also hearing that in Australia, there'll also be other Zimbabweans who will be joining in the protests this coming weekend as well.
Indeed, and on Thursday, I think they are in New York.
New York, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the message is loud and clear, really. And we must also tell our listeners, as we said earlier in our regular shows, that Mr. Mugabe addressed Pastor Ivan Mawarire for the first time publicly today. At the National Heroes Acre, where he dismissed him, questioning his profile or portfolio. Mm-hmm. As a minister of religion, saying he doesn't really know that he's a pastor, and saying that his message does not resonate with Zimbabweans. He says Pastor Mawarire should go and stay in those countries that are sponsoring him. I would like to assume those are Britain and the United States. Allegedly, we have seen ZANU-PF coming out strongly in the mm-hmm. past few days, accusing Mawarire of being sponsored by this country's Britain. They've mentioned Britain, they've mentioned the US, and they've also mentioned France. Mm-hmm. But I think, they haven't provided any evidence, but I think it's an all too familiar narrative that has become quintessential of ZANU-PF. Whenever Zimbabweans take a stand and say, we are fed up, we need change, mm-hmm. They accuse people of being sponsored by third force elements, mm-hmm. as if Zimbabweans cannot reason for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And I think also in that address, Mr. Mugabe quoted Corinthians, where he was saying that Zimbabweans must love each other, not fight. And of course, already people are coming out and saying that ZANU-PF itself, or some elements in ZANU-PF, are the ones who are the pushing that sort of violence, and especially when it comes to protesters, where they're coming out peacefully but being responded to with force. So they're saying that Mr. Mugabe should respond to that and not Pastor Mawarire, because he has been calling for peace throughout.
Indeed. And a friend of mine was saying earlier, he wishes Mr. Mugabe could preach that message mm-hmm. To the police, because we have seen them exacting, unacceptable violence on, mm-hmm. on people, unarmed people, the mothers, children, peaceful protesters, something that you wouldn't expect to find in a quote-unquote mm-hmm. democracy like Zimbabwe. emakhaya ikuhlangana kuhlelo lamhlanje sikhuluma la basakhulayo abakwamanye amazwe abeZimbabwe ngokubambana kwabo labanye lozulu weZimbabwe jikelele kumzabalazo wokutshela uhulumende weZANU-PF ukubana hayi bo sesidiniwe ngani sukane sihlalweni lehlulekile kunini kunini kambe libusa kulamsebenzi umnotho ilizwe kalila mali yalo imali emabhenki ayitholakali kalula into zinzima ngabantu beZimbabwe abatsho njalo bathi hayi bo uhulumende kamgabe sokumele usuke abasakhulayo labo sibabonile yibo abaqale umzabalazo lo emazweni atshiyeneyo kubomelika khonapha esikhona kubobhilithane Australia yibo abahamba phambili kulo mzabalazo bathi hayi bo kazi soze sivume veruzhinji kusanganawo kumuchirongwa chenyu nhasi tiri kukurukura necampaign iyo iri kurohwa nevechidiki veZimbabwe pamwe chete neruzhinji rweZimbabwe vachiramba vachiti ivo kuhurumende yeZANU-PF haiwa tajamuka enough is enough hapana mabasa utongi hwenyu hauzi utongi hwejekerere saka vari kuti vechidiki tajamuka sezvatakaona zvichiitika muno muamerica nemusi wemugovera vanhu vachiratidzira kuembasi yeamerica muno yezimbabwe muno muamerica kuwashington dc takaona zvekare vachiratidzira kuaustralia vachiratidzira kubritain vachichema-chema vachiti haiwa vamugave tajamuka enough is enough taneta neutongi hwenyu siyai basa asi vamugave tavaona vachitaura nhasi vachibata nyaya yava Pastor Ivan Mawarire kwekutanga mupublic vachivashoropodza vachiti haazi munhu anomirira ngwa kana kuti zvido zvevana veZimbabwe vachiti vamawarire vanofanirwa kuinda kunogara kunyika dziri kuvabhadhara kuti vaite zvavari kuita kunge vachishora ZANU-PF and ndinofungisira kuti nyika dzavanga vachitaura apa vamugave inyika dzakaita seFrance inyika dzakaita seBritain inyika dzakaita seAmerica izo dziri kupomerwa mhosva nehurumende yavamugave yeZANU-PF mhosva yekupa vamawarire nevamwe vavo mari kuti vange vachi pandukira hurumende yavo.
Antunga, I thank you then with that. And Rukunzawati, we have our first guest joining us on the program. She's based here in Washington, D.C., and she's joining us via Skype. That's Muya Nyaundi. Muya, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. And she's a human rights lawyer, of course, based here in Washington, D.C., and was present at this past weekend's protests in at the Zimbabwean embassy here, where we, I think some people might have seen her on our live streaming. She spoke there, one of the speakers during that protest.
Moya, why did you take part in this protest? Why are you concerned?
As a Zimbabwean, I don't think that answers it. I'm a Zimbabwean, even if I'm based in D.C. or wherever, Australia, South Africa, the fact remains that I'm Zimbabwean and I am concerned and will always remain concerned with what's happening in my country, hence my participation. On a broader scale, the demonstration here in D.C. was organized mainly in solidarity with the protesters back home. But over and above that, it was also Zimbabweans based here in D.C. Voicing out their dissatisfaction with the way that the country is being run or has been run in the past several years.
Mm-hmm. And on a personal note for you, what are you dissatisfied with when it comes with comes to the ZANU-PF-led government?
Are you sure you have enough time for me to tell you everything I'm dissatisfied with? It's a lot of things, but from the This Flag movement, it starts off with injustice, corruption, violence, and bad governance. That, I think, pretty much sums everything up. But it's
it's the policies that the government has been implementing that have put us in a situation such that a majority of our youth are unemployed. We have, in most residents, no running water. There's no cash in the banks. We're not even, at this moment, we're not using a currency that is ours. From being the breadbasket of Africa, we are one of the poorest countries. Our corruption index is off the charts. There's plenty that you can talk about in terms of being dissatisfied with where we are.
Asi muyata ona vamugave nasi vachiti izvi zve this flag havazivi kuti zviri kubva nekupi nekuti Zimbabwe inyika yevanhu vakabatana inyika yevanhu vanoda runyararo saka ava vari kuti vajamuka this flag hanzi endai munogara kunyika izvozvo dziri kumupa mari kuti munge muchikonzera kupokana munyika muri kuzvionawo seizvi
kusarira kwekuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vanhu vari peaceful ndizvo zvega zvandinowirirana nezvatarwa navamugave this flag haina kutanga in the diaspora haina kutanga kuUK it was started by a pastor living in Zimbabwe and it has been picked up by Zimbabwean people vekudiaspora isisu tazongoita join in to support but the roots of it are the people in the country. Poverty, haisi kune dzimwe nyika dzekudiaspora. Poverty iri muZimbabwe. Kushaikwa kwemari kuri muZimbabwe. Kushaikwa kwemabasa kuri muZimbabwe. So I don't understand when he says that he doesn't understand what where this is coming from. It's coming from the people. And as far as I know, the movement is not sponsored by anyone. It's not a political party. It's a citizens' movement. And at this point, it has no structures, it has nothing. It's just people using their smartphones, using their own personal bundles. And those bundles, if I understand, are so hard to come by. It's people on Facebook. It's people protesting in the street. It has no structures, no resources, no nothing. So at this stage, it's preposterous for the government, for the president or the government to say that it's being sponsored. Yet day in, day out, the Zimbabwean people are the ones who are calling for reform, for change.
Please do stay on the line Moya Umoya Nyawundi Likweta isizalwane seZimbabwe ohlala khona pa eMelika njalo ungomunye wabatshengiseleyo khona pa esigodlweni someli weZimbabwe eDC khona pa ngomgqibelo besithi tajamuka enough is enough okwezanu PF asisafune Mugabe iyehla esihlalweni Bachonjalo Abanengi. Misty, we are joined by our second guest, and that's Farai Muvuti, a ZANU-PF youth in the United Kingdom. Mkoma Muvuti Magadi.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Dribo. Grise Ungirandu.
Kuku Pisa, today we had a heat wave, so it was a bit hot, reminiscent of Zimbabwe. So I managed to get closer to the process than you would imagine.
Okay, good. Mr. Muvuti, the message has been very clear. In Zimbabwe and beyond, makazviona zvakaitika ku England ikoko. Zimbabweans are saying enough is enough, tajamuka. We are tired of ZANU-PF. Mr. Mugabe, President Mugabe must step down. Why are they wrong?
Well, it's not that they are wrong. They have a right to be wrong or right. It's enshrined in the constitution of our country that in, you can protest, you have an opinion. We are not a banana republic, so to speak, in contrast to what other people have suspected in the past. People have a right to an opinion that is enshrined and safeguarded by the very fact that we went to liberation, we had a liberation struggle waged for that very purpose, to give people a right to have their own independent opinion. Nonetheless, having said that, where we draw the line, however, where any state should draw the line, is when that movement or that protest acts outside the confines of our constitution, which permit us to protest, but in a nonviolent way. What we are seeing, however, is though I may agree with the concerns, a majority of these concerns that this flag raises are concerns that we raise too in the party, as youth, And also in the body politic in our country, issues against corruption, if you imagine, in 2013, the first issues raised against corruption were raised by ZANU-PF. If you think about the salary gate, that was under the ministry of, that was under a ZANU-PF ministry led by a ZANU-PF minister. So issues of corruption have been something that we've been constantly trying to deal with. However, we must understand that, like any other country, we have to go through the process of development. It's not an event. It doesn't happen overnight. We are pursuing that. So I agree with the movement. They have every right to raise their opinion, but I would encourage the movement to raise it within the confines of the Constitution. The very Constitution they would like to see represent them should also represent government. So mm-hmm. there should be a balance of opinion. There should be balance and equilibrium, a plurality when it comes to our different opinions. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they have every right, but let us do it in the confines of the Constitution.
Farah, I think right now people are probably itching and saying, what do you mean the confines of the Constitution? You know, some protesters would even say that they, of course, have tried their best to follow their rights within the Constitution, but, you know, have been met with force from police. What do you say to that regard?
Well, you know the police have existed time immemorial. Let me first speak to this one particular point. When it comes to police brutality, I think all of us can agree that police brutality is something that we speak against. Nonetheless, they are also responding to a violent situation. So in that context, we have to look at the particular issues. And I think even the Minister of Home Affairs has always said. And it said that if there are any instances where people felt that they were treated in a wrong manner, they have the right to challenge it as a criminal act. And so far, no court cases have been raised. But people have the right; there are processes in place. Remember, we must speak of Zimbabwe as understanding understanding that it's a country that has institutions that are strengthened by a constitution. So people have the right to challenge it. And if anything, the current case by Pastor Mawirire is evidence of the independence of our judiciary system. So if people feel that police brutality occurred and it was unjustified, as we may agree that police brutality does exist in our society, but we can still challenge it because we have a judiciary that is independent, that can vindicate the Changirais, including the Pastor Evans Mawarire. So there are processes in place that are defined and confined to our constitution. So you have a right to challenge that. But in that same context, we must remember police brutality is a phenomenon that is that every country, well, most countries, if anything, you are in the States right now. Black Lives Matter is a movement that is induced by police brutality. In fact, in most countries, they shoot. We at least have the problem of beatings. That is not to justify it, but it's to show that there are severe cases that are happening in developed countries. So we as a developing country, as an emerging country, as a young democracy, we have our challenges, and we're still trying to figure it out, like they are trying to figure it out in the States. So I think by comparative degree, we must apply that sense of measure in terms of our reasoning when it comes to judging our own people.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Mr. Muvuti. Please do stay on the line. Silom laleli lapha, Mr. Cingweni, umvelase. Kwele Botswana. Kunjani Mvelase?
Ngiyaphila Ntunga, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani eBotswana?
Kuyashisa la.
Kuyashisa
lapha. Yachisa eBotswana, lilizwe elishisayo.
Yebo, ngithi kanje li-desert. Sungenile kuhlelo Mvelase, kuphose lakho.
Yeah. Uyazi ukuthi bengithini mina Ntunga, bengithi ubona ungananzelela indaba esikuyo ukuthi iZANU-PF yona vele umgabe ngokwakhe yi-detector. Ama-detector wonke emhlabeni xa ungananzelela ungathi ufuna i-peaceful demonstration abalayo kuthiwa yintshukuntshuku ngesindebele leyane yokuthi hhayi lapho uyazi engikwenzileyo kunginyangisile ngiyaziphumela nje baphuma ngokufuqwa. So i-peaceful demonstration iyabe isemabaleni kodwa ekwenzeni ezandleni lokwenzakaleni kwezinto ayiqinisi i-peaceful, ugcina umuntu sefuqwa njengoba okwenzakala eZimbabwe ukuthi hhayi umgabe vele ufuna ukuthi abantu bagcine sebemfuqa. Bese ngizokuza kundaba yalo umntanezani lo umfananyana wezanu lo ukuthi hayi kumele abuze kithi abadala esiphambi kwakhe ukuthi izanu vele yona iphumaphi yakuphi ivele injani ngemuva ngoba ungananzelela izanu amapolisi ezanu kusukusela singabala kusukusela ngesikhathi se-ground kuze kufike namhlanje lokho kuthiwa hayi siyi-young democracy i-young democracy nxa ukuthi i-young democracy layo kumele ithuthuke ibe phala phakathi ibe phezulu icine ingasabulala abantu sicine sesisenelisa ukuthi hayi sizidemonstrathele nje uyabona okwesikhiwo siyasikubona emazweni hhayi ukubulalana hhayi lapho ngiyala ngithi hhayi umntwana ulahlekile kumele aqondiswe bese ngizokuza kuso ispeechi sakhe uyena umdala umgaba ukuthi hhayi lo obona ngani kasudiseki elapha ezimbabwe kahamba emazweni lapho azabona ukuthi uzademonstrata kuhle kumbe adinga abangamsekela nxa ekunanzelela yena ngokwakhe uyakunanzelela ukuthi yena ukuze angene kuleso sikhundla vele amandla wathatha emazweni uyakubona wathatha emazweni so nxa umfana lo esiye emazweni uyakubona nje kamhlophe ukuthi hhayi laphana hhayi uselayinini kalahlekanga njengoba besitsho ukuthi hhayi wayengupresident omncane bathini ithiwa yini le i-junior president utsho ukuthi laye uthe sekhulu wakubona ukuthi hhayi abadala bahamba uhamba ngendlela ayaziyo sibili umgabeza athiwaye buhlungu ngoba ngakuyikuthi umuntu lo into ayenzileyo ayimhluphi ngakakhulumi la ngaye ngoba umuntu ongazakalisho uyakubona engutshoyo
hayi
so ngicela ukukhuthaza abantu abatsha cela ukukhuthaza abantu abatsha ukuthi abantu abatsha ilizwe lisezandleni zabo ikusasa ngeyabo thine yethu ikusasa yinamuhla sabayenzela lokho esabenzela khona bona kumele bazibonele ukuthi i-future isezandleni zabo kumele bazenzele bona bangakhangeli thina esisemuva bangakhangeli umgaba asebaluphele kumele umgaba nxa sebeluphele bona bathathe isinqumo sokuthi ilizwe libe sezandleni zabo kusasa
hayi uyibeke kuhle khonapho mvelase siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo
hayi lami ngiyabonga ba
okay that's Mr. Mvelase from Botswana is essentially saying to the young people, take charge. Mm-hmm. The future is in your hands.
Mm-hmm. With that, Ntunga, we are joined by another young Zimbabwean on the line. That is Rutendo Moyo, and she's based in the United Kingdom, but currently in Romania. Rutendo, thank you for joining us on the program this evening.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Rutendo, you are in Romania. You know, it's amazing some of these countries you get to hear about them when there is something happening. So what's your take on the movement saying enough is enough to ZANU-PF, especially from the diaspora's perspective?
I think this movement has been an opportunity for a lot of people who haven't been able to voice their concerns or who haven't been able to raise their voice. I'll give myself as an example. I mean, throughout the years, I've been in the UK. I'm in Romania on holiday, but I'm based in the UK. So I've been in the UK since 2001. And obviously, a lot of things have happened since 2001, and it has never been at any time, even though there was stuff happening in Zimbabwe, that I made a decision that, you know what, I'm going to rise up and I'm going to do something about it. And this came about by this flag movement. It's given me, amongst many others, an opportunity to rise up and say, you know what, I want to do something, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm. Rutendo, just hold there on the line. I will come right back to you. Of course, Ntunga's that time for us to take a quick, a short break. But of course, for our radio listeners, it is goodbye. But for those of you who know now, we are streaming live. Ntunga, where can they stay with us?
We are at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and on voaindebele.com. We are also streaming live on our Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm. To our guests, please hold on the line. We'll be right back with you.